Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The other thing that is commendable is the job that Gordon Hill Lewis, Mayor of Cape Town, is doing. As we've been following his career, as he took charge of Cape Town, and one of the areas that we wanted to chat to him about was how Cape Town is moving away from Eskom reliance. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Nice to join you. I'm very well. Thank you.
Good. So it's obviously, you know, there are many challenges to a mayor of a city like Cape Town, but currently the largest issue I would imagine that you're facing is how to protect the city from Eskom.
Exactly. And this week just shows how all the more urgent that is, that we get this done as soon as we possibly can. It is unfortunately a long journey. It's not overnight that we can end load shedding, but we are on that journey, and we're more determined than ever to make it as quick as possible.
So where are you in this process?
We've just finished on Monday. Our first bidding round closed for independent power producers. So we're now starting the process of evaluating all of those bids. Then we'll pick the successful contracts, and then they can start to construct those facilities and start to connect them into the grid. Then we've got to still do the storage question. Remember that renewable power is not available 24 hours a day, so you have to have a way of storing it. And once you get those two things working together, storage and independent power, then you can end load shedding.
How difficult has the process been in terms of working with Eskom and the ANC and getting jumping through the hoops? Because with the conversations we're having with councillors here in Joburg that are trying to manage this are finding it very, very challenging.
No, it's extremely difficult. That's the reason South Africa is sitting with stage six load shedding, because there's no real commitment at a national level to sort this out. If there was a commitment there, it could have been done years ago. And so it is extremely difficult. But the bottom line is that it has to be done. I just refuse to sit around for another few years with this kind of destruction of the economy and of disruption of people's lives happening every day and not do anything about it. So we're just going to get through all of that difficulty.
So once you now started this process of evaluating, or you should move on to the evaluation stage, how long does that take from there? What is your goal? When would you like to see Cape Town starting to ease some of these, the dependency?
I think it will take probably 18 months for that power to start being connected to the city grid. There's quite a lot of construction that has to take place as well. So it's a long process, Howard. There's no quick fix here. But and you know, this is why I say it's just essential to push as aggressively and ambitiously as possible, and to go as fast as you can, so we can get through that process.
The other side of this is that it also creates great employment. I mean, when you're talking about construction, you're talking about building these independent power plants. That's very good for the city.
Oh, absolutely. I think in the future, actually, that this could become a major part of the city's economy. I really do believe that green energy, renewable power, construction and manufacturing is a major part of Cape Town's future economy. So I'm very excited about that. There's just huge international interest in investing in this industry in Cape Town.
Are you using primarily solar, or is wind a large factor there as well? Being obviously the wind off the Cape Coast being so powerful.
No, it is overwhelmingly going to be solar power. Because the wind turbines just take up an enormous amount of space, which we do not have a great deal of inside the city. So the beauty of solar power is that you can put it anywhere. You can put it on roofs, and you can put it, you know, in pieces of land that are quite small. So I think it's probably going to be overwhelmingly solar power, but not only. There might be some wind. There might even be some other options, some natural gas. It'll depend on what has been bid.
In order for a solar farm or whatever we call it to be effective in that it produces the right amount of energy, how large a space do you actually need?
No, remember for our uses, I mean, if you want to build a truly massive solar farm that you're supplying to Eskom or the national grid, you need a huge amount of space. You need a farm somewhere in the Karoo.
That's what I've been picturing. Yeah. Am I understanding this incorrectly or differently? What is your vision for Cape Town? Maybe that's what I should have asked you to start, because I've clearly got something in my head that is not quite the same as what you're talking about.
Yeah, look, remember for Cape Town, our primary goal is just to end load shedding. Once we've done that, we can talk about getting off the Eskom grid altogether and expanding that. But at the moment, it's load shedding we're obsessed with. So we're looking for up to about 300 megawatts, which you can do on small pieces of land. You can do on big rooftops. I think of shopping centers, malls, big factories, warehouses, distribution centers, all of those places where there are enormous roofs. You can put up fairly significantly sized solar arrays there and feed into the city grid, and altogether that adds up.
It does. It absolutely does. And each place that has this obviously is one less place dependent on the grid. What happens in winter, being a winter rainfall area?
Yeah, this is exactly why you've got to have storage. It just doesn't work without a proper storage solution. Because, there's lots of times when it might be overcast, it might be raining, you might have just an hour or two of sunshine in the day or whatever. So you've absolutely got to answer the storage question. And that's why it's not good enough just to plug in renewable energy into the grid. We've got to do, and we are busy with that study now, about whether it's going to be better to expand the Steenbrus hydro storage scheme or to invest in utility scale battery storage. What is the best storage solution for Cape Town?
Absolutely, and I think it's absolutely incredible what you're doing, and I wish you luck. You are an example to the rest of us, and in fact give us hope that there is a way forward. Here at Gordon Hill Lewis, Mayor of Cape Town, talking to us about getting Cape Town off the grid, in the sense that they will be less reliant on Eskom.